We are talking about flag football for the ladies. Girls flag football. It is now a sport at the middle school level here in the state of South Carolina, but we're going to look at it through the lens of the Rock Hill School District. We have the Rock Hill School District Athletic Director joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Let's welcome Jimmy Duncan to the microphones. And good morning to you, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is flag football at the middle school level. How does this look? What does this look like exactly?
Yeah, so I mean, we're obviously excited to give an opportunity to female athletes. You know, the setup for us, we'll have, you know, it'll be 5v5. We're going to mirror what they're going to do in the Olympics in 28. So we're looking to have about 15 girls on each of our teams, but we're going to offer it for all of our middle schools and play in a league with Fort Mill Middle School, Clovers, and York.
So obviously there was a need there. I do know some girls were playing on
football teams
mm-hmm. predominantly dominated by men. Did you see from that, hey, we've got some interest here? You know, the bodies are a little different. Again, we're not having that discussion. And you know what discussion we're talking about. We're not having that discussion here on Palmetto Mornings. But, you know, did you see that there was an excitement and a need to start their own league for girls flag football?
Yeah, I mean, also in that lens, but on the other side, when we would have fundraisers or a powder puff or anything like that, the amount of interest that would generate allowed us to, you know, give this opportunity. Now, I mean, there is a difference between, you know, powder puff and this is a structured sport, you know, with us having a champion and, you know, in a championship. And again, like, it kind of mirrors more of a, you know, like a AU 7-on-7 series and national championships. But again, you know, we're going to go with the 5 to mirror the Olympics.
So is this going to be a part of the high school league eventually when the girls move up into that high school? Because I guess we're starting it in 7th. Do you have to be in 7th grade to play?
7th or 8th.
7th or 8th.
You'll be a mixed team.
And then you could eventually have this, like, it's going to follow them through their high school career. So will it be a part of the high school league?
Yeah. I'm very hopeful that next year, just with the amount of interest we had in middle school, I mean, we start practice and tryouts next week, and every middle school had anywhere between 60 to 100 girls come out for the interest meeting, which is more than any sport, boys or girls, period. So, yeah, the goal is to do that, and then hopefully this kind of spreads like wildfire. You know, our state association doesn't recognize it as a sport yet, so there is no state championship. But that was the same thing with boys volleyball a couple years ago, but now we have it. And girls wrestling, now we have that. But again, there's 12 states that have it as a state championship at the high school level, and there's 19 with pilot programs. So we definitely want to join that list.
So it's coming.
Absolutely.
For sure. Again, if folks are familiar with the powder puff play of flag football, how will this be different? You mentioned it'll be more of like the 7-on-7s. And so will there be 4 quarters? What will the flags look like? Kind of walk us through the logistics of the play.
So we're going to mirror the NFL flag rules. They'll be played in halves. We'll have running clocks for this first setup for us, 2 15-minute halves, you know, with timeouts and some strategy built in there. So I think that's probably the biggest difference is that, you know, you have like 1 or 2 practices before you go to flag football. We're going to be practicing, you know, for a couple weeks before we have a season. And it's going to go a full season, 7 weeks, and then have a culminating event at the end with a champion playing at, you know, D3. So we're trying to make it as big as possible and, you know, make these young ladies feel special. But I'm sure, you know, you'll see the armbands like you do on Friday night. You know, coaches will be calling it signals. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. If you haven't seen it, you know, just a plug for our girls. Our first game is going to be March 14th. And we're going to have it at Dutchman Creek, and that will be there'll be 12 out of the 14 schools because we're kind of on a rotation. But very, very excited.
Now, what about officials? So what does that look like? Because I'm assuming that the rules are going to be a little bit different than, say, normal Friday Night Lights football officialing.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate being here in Rock Hill in this area about how many football officials that we have locally. I was able to reach out to Brad. He's the signer for us for football on Friday nights. And he has a group of guys and girls that actually – will run this for us. So we'll have 2 officials on every field. The rules, again, I mean, like, you know, there's not hard contact. You know, there's not going to be any tackling.
No pads.
But, I mean, you know, we still got to be wearing, you know, our mouth guards, and there's still going to be safety precautions that have to happen. But, I mean, it's going to be intense. And, you know, that's why we're going to have, you know, two officials there and make sure we follow the rules. And we actually have a coaches meeting, an AD meeting that I'll be running tomorrow, where we'll go through the rules a little more in depth for all of them as well. Because just like you asked, the coaches are asking us too, okay, when are we getting all these rules and these changes? So that'll be tomorrow that we'll go through. But a lot of it will mirror the same. If you're a Friday night fan, you'll be able to follow along with this very easily.
Well, you're listening to your audience. Obviously, it's the people, your consumers are your students, right? And if there's that much interest in that sport, flag football for the girls, you want to, you know, offer that as an opportunity. And to your point, if the entrance meeting had the most of any sport, guys or gals, I mean, that's pretty telling. And it will be exciting to see how the sport grows. With that being said, Jimmy, there are other programs that are very popular, lacrosse, soccer. Are there any possibilities that these sports will continue to be offered or start to be offered at the middle school level?
Yeah, 100%. Whatever our students' interests are, their needs, we want to meet that. So, yes, we're definitely looking into bringing middle school soccer. Lacrosse is an option. We don't have that at the high school yet either, but, again, that's a growing sport as well. So as our students' needs change and grow, you know, so will we. We'll adapt.
And I guess it's also easy for us is to say, oh, why doesn't the school district do this, and why don't you do that? But you got to think of what? You've got to think of the time, the season, and probably the financial piece, too. What else might not people think of when they might just always say, why don't you offer this, or why don't you have this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, financially, something we can always overcome with grants and, you know, community support. But our number one thing is the student interest. You know, it gets tough. Like, I'm telling you, we're having an interest meeting for girls flag. We have 100 girls out there. We had the same interest meeting for softball at the middle school. Some of our schools had 12 girls. Some had 14. One had 7. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it gets to be what the kids actually want to do. But yes, you know, that's our biggest hurdle. So we'll meet that when we, you know, as they come with us with ideas and what they want to do. And, you know, more sports, the better.
We're speaking with Jimmy Duncan. He is the athletic director for the Rock Hill School District. In the last week and a half, the last 2 weeks, really, you've had a lot of your student athletes participate in National Signing Day at the high school level, taking their talent, their sport on to the next level. I think last week it was Northwestern and South Point. This week it was Rock Hill. That's a lot of student athletes that Rock Hill continues to turn out, everything from football to swimming to cheerleading and baseball. I mean, it's going to be really exciting for the district to see all of these student athletes and what's put on their plate in the classroom and in their sport.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're over 50 student athletes that have signed between the early signing day and then this period. So, I mean, we're blessed with the, you know, opportunity with these kids that want to come out and commit themselves to these sports and the parents that support them and them getting the opportunity to go on to further their athletic and academic careers is the best thing that we can do, right? Like, that's the culminating event for where we go for us as coaches and ADs. When we get to see that come full circle, I mean, it's just a great day.
That's really exciting. And the parents say thank you. All of that traveling, yes. All of attending the games, everything. And now they get to sit back and have their kids say, here you go, mom and dad, I'm getting a scholarship to help pay for college. So thank you for sure. Jimmy Duncan, again, is the athletic director for the Rock Hill School District. Jimmy, it will be really exciting to see where flag football continues to go for the girls at the middle school level. And the first game is when again?
March 14th.
Okay. Put it on your calendar and come out and support your middle school teams.